Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart, Got Something to Say, brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we are talking with Tess Carragher, the Executive Director for Girls on the Run Southwest Michigan. Tess, always good to see you, and it's been a while. I can't remember the last time we talked because we know how time has seemed to stand still in 2020. So how you been?
I'm great. I'm excited to see kind of how schools are adapting and going back into session, and it makes makes us hopeful for the spring and hopeful for our next season at Girls on the Run.
Absolutely. And let's talk back to I don't even know how many months ago now. Back in, what was it, April, I think?
back in the springtime, in the warm time.
Yeah, when it was warmer outside, school had to be canceled, which really messed up a little bit of how you run Girls on the Run as an after-school program, and even the virtual 5, you had to do a virtual 5K. So how did you kind of tie a bow to the end of the year and wrap things up? Because it seemed like the virtual run went really well. I took part of that. Seemed to be a lot of people doing that as well. And so how did you kind of wrap up the last school year?
Yeah. So for anyone who doesn't know, Girls on the Run is an after-school program. We do a 10-week season every spring where girls, of course, they're physically active. Run is right in the description. But our girls also learn a lot about themselves as individuals and their peers. It's really a social-emotional learning program as well. So we got about 2.5 weeks into our session before schools had to be shut down. We continued to, you know, do some virtual things and spend lessons home. But that big celebration 5K that always ends our season, unfortunately, was just not possible this time. Which is too bad, because it was going to be an awesome celebration actually at SMC. Mm-hmm. And we were going to have girls from all four counties come together. However, we did it virtually, so that was pretty fun. And it was neat to see so many grown-ups that participated in that virtual run as well. I live right in St. Joe, and I actually saw a couple of coaches who had their race bibs on running by my house.
It was super awesome. Fun.
Yeah. So that was kind of our end of the season last year. And so coming into a new school year kind of means a new spring season for us. So right now we are focusing on fundraising to make sure that we can support our girls and their scholarship needs in the mm-hmm. spring. And then we're actually doing a kind of fun little virtual team this fall as well.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. I know you have many schools that participate in this, and obviously some schools in the area, some are all virtual, some are partially virtual. I know you even said before we get on this, your daughter is going through second grade with in-person, but small class sizes. So yes, that definitely changes the way you do things and adapts it to a way that you got to do virtual, you do in-person. So it's very mixed and it's sort of a hybrid kind of thing. It also, with having a virtual 5K and things like that, it kind of gives you that more outreach into all across the country, really, because you may have somebody that's a relative of the child that wants to be a supporter, and maybe they're FaceTiming each other and doing the race as well. So that is the cool aspect of it, but it gives you another tool to reach these girls and be able to teach them the great things that Girls on the Run is all about.
Yeah. I think that those of us at Girls on the Run, myself, my board, and all of our volunteers, I think that we know that girls, especially now, are going to need our program more than ever. I think we can all agree the last 6 months was stressful.
Yeah.
Right. Now imagine being 8 or 9 years old, and mm-hmm. these are brand new stressors for all of us. Us as adults, you know, we need to support our kids, but we're also not 100% sure how to do it. So I think that really thinking about some of the social emotional components, how girls interact with each other, you know, how they process stress and how they process their emotions is going to be really, really a critical part of Girls on the Run. When we do our virtual teams, that's kind of what we focus on. And then all the physical activity happens on their own. You know, you can't take your laptop and run a couple laps. It just doesn't work that way. But frankly, I'm excited to coach virtually as well, because it's going to give me some motivation to move around. As well.
Well, and it almost gives you more, the curriculum probably slightly changes and the lessons, things that you learn that these kids are learning, because we know the stresses that we as adults have gone through. We know the kids, how they're having stress, but spending a lot of time in front of a screen can not be super beneficial because they don't get that, that close contact and don't get to actually see their friends. Yeah, they can see their friends on a screen, but it's not the same. We know that.
Yeah.
You can't give a virtual hug and it mean the same as a real hug. And that's, so there's different aspects, I'm sure, with the virtual program that you're kind of looking at to kind of adapt to what everybody's feeling and going through right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really one of the critical parts of it, is just, you know, kind of talking through it and figuring it out. And especially it means that, you know, we are very optimistic about being able to have an in-person season this mm-hmm. spring, especially because just by default running, you don't have to touch each other. It's not a contact sport. Right. So that's good. Mm-hmm. we're really optimistic about being in person, but you know, we're ready to be flexible as well if things have to change again.
Absolutely. And when it comes to fundraising and supporting your program, you have many people and many organizations and businesses that have stepped up. Recently, you had Perennial Accents in St. Joe do a give back as well. How did that go?
That was awesome. So we have actually, Perennial Accents has really, really supported Girls on the Run. They've actually done two give backs for us. They did one in July and one in September. It's really cool as well. We teach our girls a lot of things about, you know, how you can be a powerful woman, and mm-hmm. a female run small business is a really cool example of that. So Kelly and her team have been absolutely awesome. Altogether, they've raised almost $2,000 for our council. And that's critical for our girls' scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And some great, powerful women at Perennial Accents. And then yeah. right down the road, you actually have a fundraiser. That one's coming up with Glix, right?
Yeah, so we're super excited. On Tuesday, October 6th, Glix is going to be giving us 10% of their sales. The St. Joe's store actually chose Girls on the Run to be their beneficiary. So all the different Glix stores chose a different nonprofit, and we're really excited that the St. Joe one is going to be supporting us.
That's great.
Tuesday, the 6th, yeah.
So how does that work? Is it just people go in and buy things through Glix and then do they have to mention Girls on the Run, or is it just a percentage of sales is going to go back to Girls on the Run?
It's just a percentage of sales. So it's as easy as it gets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Great store, great people there. And yeah, you can find something wonderful and maybe it's something for running gear or something like that. I mean, there are all kinds of things to offer. So you said that starts October 6th. How long does that go?
It is all day on October 6th.
Okay. Just on October 6th.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a lot of other businesses that support you. I know usually every year, United Federal Credit Union, a big sponsor of Girls on the Run and the big in-person run, but they stuck with you because that's what they do. They care about organizations right here in our community, and they stuck with you, and they're continuing that even through this next year, right?
Yeah, we are so grateful for United Federal Credit Union's support. In the past years, of course, that's meant being at our 5K and giving us a ton of volunteer power. But this time they really stuck through and they stuck with us. And so we're really grateful to United Federal Credit Union for everything they do to support the girls in all of our counties.
Absolutely. And so does the virtual, when does the virtual season and the new 2020-21 season start?
Yeah. So our fall virtual season is going to start on October 14th. And then our spring season will start in late February. It'll start late February and it'll be about 10 weeks long. So, okay. As right now, schools are starting to sign up to host the program in the spring. So, once a school signs up to host a program, you know, we go on the hunt for coaches, start talking to girls and stuff. So this is a really great time if someone is interested in their school hosting the Girls on the Run team, to get in touch with me so we can start that process and then, you know, be totally ready to have an awesome spring.
And if you want to be a coach and do that, you don't have to be a teacher, or, I mean, you don't even have to have a kid that goes to that school. If you live in that region where a school is taking on doing Girls on the Run, you can get involved as a coach, right?
Absolutely. So our coaches are really just people who care about girls and who care yeah. about how they feel about themselves and want to support them as they grow up. So Coaches can be women, coaches can be men, coaches can be teachers, parents, community volunteers. We have some really awesome high schoolers that help us as well. And that's always great to see too.
Absolutely. So if people want to get involved, what's the best place to not only get involved if they want to be a coach, or if they're a business, then they want to get involved with maybe another fundraiser to help you guys as well. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah. So our website, if you just Google Girls on the Run Southwest Michigan, if you can, you can send me an email. I'm Tess. I'm the director. Mm-hmm. And so our counties, we cover programming in Berrien County, in Van Buren, Cass, and St. Joseph, Michigan County as well.
That's wonderful. We're very excited about how to see you guys do what you're doing and the great work, but also how you're adapting and these new virtual things and all this other stuff, cool aspects to add to the team of Girls on the Run. So this is just very exciting stuff. So definitely get a hold of the people at Girls on the Run if you're interested. GOTRSWMI.org is
good
the
job,
website,
yeah.
But I'm looking at it right now.
We're on Facebook and Instagram too, so sometimes that's easier too.
Wonderful. Well, Tess, always good to see you, and thank you for all the great work that you do with Girls on the Run.
Yeah, thanks so much, Johnny.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.